Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. Several European countries are now reporting upticks in COVID cases and hospitalizations. Now there are signs a wave could be around the corner here.
Back in July, more than half of Americans were living in areas the CDC deemed at high COVID community levels. That's where the agency urges masks and other measures to curb a surge in hospitalizations. Now the CDC says the share of Americans in this highest risk zone has fallen to a mere 2%. That's the smallest since April. But there are signs the nationwide slowdown may now be coming to an end. In New England, COVID hospitalizations have accelerated some 30%. And in the New York and New Jersey region, weekly nursing home COVID cases climbed for the first time in several weeks.
A drug to treat the symptoms of Lou Gehrig's disease has won the approval of federal regulators.
The drug is called Relyvrio. It won FDA approval after a small study showed progress in slowing down the progression of Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. The disease destroys nerve cells needed for basic functions like walking, talking, and swallowing. The drug is the latest in a string of neurological medications that have won FDA approval, despite questions about their effectiveness. A memo summarizing the decision by the FDA says regulatory flexibility was appropriate in this instance. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
There's a new Alzheimer's drug out there, and early trial results show it significantly slows cognitive decline.
Drug makers say early results show that lecanemab slowed the progress of the fatal disease by 27% compared to a placebo, affecting both mental decline and the ability of patients to do daily activities like getting dressed.
It's terrific news.
Dr. Murali Doraswamy directs the neurocognitive program at Duke University School of Medicine and says the devil is in the details.
About 1 in 7 or 1 in 8 might have some neurological side effects.
He says experts haven't seen the full scientific presentation yet, and he thinks a cocktail of drugs may be needed to fight Alzheimer's. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Federal health officials report encouraging results on the effectiveness of the monkeypox vaccine.
The CDC says data collected from 32 jurisdictions suggests people who have received at least one dose of the Jynneos monkeypox vaccine had a 14 times lower risk of testing positive for the virus. Officials say the early figures provide, quote, cautious optimism that the vaccine is working so far. But they acknowledge several limitations to the figures, including the possibility that vaccinated people are more likely to have taken other steps to reduce the risk of their infection. Authorities also say people still need to take a second dose for durable and lasting protection.
A reason why you should not skip that mammogram.
About 42,000 women die of breast cancer each year, and while strides are being made in medical treatments, the best tool for preventing cancer deaths continues to be screening and early detection. But a new national survey by Orlando Health finds far too many women are skipping mammograms. Dr. Nikita Shah of the Orlando Health Cancer Institute.
Early detection is so critically important because the survival rate for early stage breast cancer is over 90% to 95%.
Recently updated guidelines state that women of average risk should begin annual mammograms at age 40 and earlier for those with risk factors like family history, prior biopsies, atypical cells, and dense breast tissue. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.